Our first public hearing is a memorandum of understanding between Sussex County and DelDOT. This is a continuation of a hearing that took place at our last meeting and was tabled because of the lateness of the hour. So we are simply going to pick up where we left off last time. I know that many of you weren't here for that, but this is a little bit different than the way we normally do things, but it just seemed to be appropriate to allow people the additional time to prepare, consider the evidence that's been presented, and to resume the public hearing at 6:30 instead of 11:30. So with that, do you have any opening statements you want to make, Ms. Cornwell?
No, I just wanted to let the commission know that we did receive some comments that were provided and sent via email regarding some changes. And we also received, and that was from seven different people, they got together and provided some additional comments. And we also have a letter from ACEC, the American Council of Engineers Companies, and that's the Delaware chapter. And they are supporting the MOU comments provided by select members of the Property Business Alliance.
Okay. And those of you who were listening closely heard our counsel say that everyone is allowed one trip to the podium. Since this is a continuation of the last hearing, if you spoke the last time, you've had your trip. So, with that, we'll open the floor up to anyone, and instead of saying opposed or in favor, we're just going to say anyone having an interest in this MOU, you may come forward and speak now. Who would like to go first? Yes, sir. Come on up.
Hi, good evening. Joe Culligero with the Traffic Group, Vice President, 9900 Franklin Square Drive, Suite H, Baltimore, Maryland, 21236. I'm here representing the working group that presented information to you on January 7th. The working group is comprised of engineers and developers. So on January 7th, the working group submitted a revised MOU with a letter outlining the requested modifications, and I have copies of those if anyone needs.
It was emailed to them, but if...
Yeah, certainly you can find those as well, so we have
we'll
more
take
time.
Them. Yep.
So that large stack of reports and revised MOU and letter, I'm not going to read into the record.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We appreciate that.
But I do just want to point out that the goal of the revised MOU that is being handed out now is to modify the document and the process so that is more similar to the DelDOT process, and that would provide more clarity to the government staff, to the consultants, the developers, and especially the general public. And with that being said, and with the group behind me that's ready to speak on other matters, we're just here to answer questions, myself and the working group, if there are any questions.
Okay. If there are, we will refer back to you. If we do, you will be allowed to come forward again, but only to answer the question that you've been asked. It won't be your opportunity to give another speech.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you much.
All right. Just want to make that clear. Okay. Who's next? Yes, sir. Come on up. No, I've got the list. Don't worry. I know who you are. I have the list. You're not on the list, so.
I'm Rich Barrasso, and I live in Milton. I'm speaking here as a private citizen, not representing any group. I have a a handout, and if I can approach the dais.
Sure, sure.
At the last public meeting a number of speakers provided suggestions regarding the draft MOU for land development coordination. In general, what I heard was the public wants Sussex County to execute its responsibilities, to exercise its authority, and to fully develop its capabilities to best leverage the MOU as an instrument to help protect, preserve, and enhance public welfare and safety. Beyond traffic, I believe one of the best examples of county responsibility was the work and the ultimate implementation that each of you participated in during the 2019 comprehensive plan. Now, as stated in the plan, growth is putting increasing pressure on the county's transportation system. Responding to this pressure will require a combination of capacity improvements and the implementation of better approaches to land use and transportation coordination. With over 50 strategies detailed in the transportation element in the plan, county government was clear in acknowledging change was needed. Additionally, over the next 5 years, over $1 billion in infrastructure investment will be spent in Sussex County. The county's responsibility for direct oversight and engagement will be critical to ensure the maximum return on investment for all who live here. For years, residents were told that the county had no authority over roads. That was DLDOT's responsibility. In the words of the draft MOU, Sussex County is solely responsible for land use decisions in the county. But land use decisions drive and determine traffic levels. Traffic is the direct result of land use. So the county is responsible for traffic. But responsibility cannot be met without authority to act. That is why laws and regulations have been adopted over the years granting county government authority to act on behalf of the residents in many areas. But of course, our discussion here is specifically about this newly drafted MOU. Until last year, the current MOU was pretty much unknown to the public and to many officials at both the county and state levels. When it did come to light, it became much clearer that the county actually did have a great deal of unused authority to influence traffic impact decisions, at least in certain circumstances. This has led to the draft MOU you have before you, which significantly broadens the county's input on road development and improvement. Evidence of this broadened authority can be found and is outlined in the DLDOT Development Coordination Manual, which, according to DLDOT, is the Bible for highway planning and design. Although some argued at the public hearing that the county has no authority regarding a traffic impact study, or a TIS, Chapter 2, which is traffic and analysis and improvements, is clear. Allow me to paraphrase select sections of the manual. In the section concerning intersections and roadway segments to be studied, in paragraph B, it states the local government specifies what, if any, requirement they have with regard to the level of service. In the section regarding basis for requirement, paragraph C, it states if the local land use agency has more stringent TIS or traffic impact study warrant requirements than those provided in this section, it requires a TIS using more restringent requirements. And the last example is in the section entitled Future Traffic in paragraph B. DLDOT and the local zoning land development agency will collaborate on how the types and levels of development will be used to generate and distribute vehicle trips. So it's very clear. The county has the authority to impose requirements as it relates to traffic impact studies. To this point, I suggest in paragraph 7 in the MOU draft, it needs to be strengthened beyond just stating In addition, Sussex County, at its own initiative, may require a developer to conduct a TIS. This section must be expanded to identify greater inclusion input by county agencies who, at the end of the day, are the most knowledgeable of local issues. At the very least, a reference back to Chapter 2 in the manual is warranted. Now, the facts that Sussex County has the responsibility for traffic in the county, it has the authority to assure that traffic studies and proposed improvements are done in the best interest of the residents. So beyond this MOU draft, let me shift to the third duty mentioned in my opening, which was capability. At the public hearing, the county admitted it lacks the knowledge and the expertise and the capability to best understand, review, and scrutinize the traffic analysis or the improvements recommended by DelDOT. This is an astounding statement. Considering the fact that Sussex County is the fastest growing county in the state, has severe and growing traffic safety and congestion issues, has the largest backlog of road improvements, as I mentioned earlier, a planned $1 billion spend on infrastructure. It is time for the county to resolve this lack of capability. Stating that the county does not have the capability is viewed by many as an excuse. The issue is not that the county doesn't have the capability. It doesn't have the will or the desire to acquire and develop this capability. With a budget surplus of millions of dollars, what issue facing our citizens and continuously raised in most public hearings could be more benefited by an investment in an on-staff traffic planner or contracting a traffic consultant? What is even greater concern is what we learned this week at the county council meeting regarding the Delaware State Police activity report for Sussex County, where the November year-to-date 2019 fatal crashes are up alarming 36%, combined with a 13% increase in personal injury crashes. This is an effort and an expenditure that the county cannot afford to pass any longer. In closing, this draft MOU must be revised to reflect these realities. The Commission must fulfill its obligation to its responsibilities, exercise its authority, and fully develop county capabilities to protect, to preserve, and enhance community and individual property rights and quality of life. The public is looking forward to the details in the Commission's recommendations to Council resulting from these public hearings. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to express my thoughts.
Thank you. Anyone have any questions for Mr. Barrasso before we let him go?
Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, who's next? No applause, folks. Come on. You've been really good, though. I've got to tell you, you are a very well-behaved large group, and I've sat in front of a lot of them. You guys are doing great. Don't mess it up. Okay. Who's next? Really?
We have Mark Cote here.
We do have much to Mr. Cote's chagrin, we do have Mr. Cote from DelDOT is here with us this evening. If anyone on the commission
or if you have any comments
you would like to make, Mr. Cote.
If you don't, that's fine too.
Okay. Okay, is there anyone else that wishes to speak on this issue? All right, then, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.